Growing royal power characterised the centuries after the Reformation. In the 16th century, the king succeeded in shutting the English and Germans out of trade in Iceland, and around 1600 he decreed a Danish trade monopoly. Danish merchants got exclusive licences to trade with Icelandic trading posts in return for paying a toll to the king. The entire country was later leased to Danish companies, and for a brief period the crown operated Icelandic trade. The trade monopoly was abolished in 1786, but until 1854 foreign trade in Iceland was limited to trade with Denmark and Danish subjects. In 1660 the Danish king became sovereign in Denmark, thereby winning a victory over a strong aristocracy. 2 years later, Iceland recognised the king's monarchy. There was no aristocracy here, so the governing of the country changed little. The king's autocracy was actually based on officials. In Iceland, most of the officials were Icelandic, and Icelanders were therefore governed for the most part by their own countrymen. The Althingi reconvened after the monarchy was established. It then operated as a court of appeals, although the annual meeting of the country's officials at Þingvellir every year to discuss the country's current issues could have political significance. In the 18th century, the king became more interested in Icelanders. The crown put money into the woolens industry in Reykjavik, and this became the start of urbanisation there. The place later drew in all of the highest-ranking domestic officials, the king's agents and the bishop's offices, which were pooled in Reykjavik. An appeals court was also founded after the Althingi was abolished in 1800. Modernisation was coming to Iceland. In other respects, the 18th century was a difficult time. During the first decade, smallpox claimed the lives of a quarter of the population. From 1784 to 1785, there was a devastating famine called the Hayes Famine. It began with a great volcanic eruption in South Iceland in 1783, the Skaftá fires. The eruption covered the sky with haze, blocking out sunlight and causing unparalleled cold. The haze was seen all over the Northern Hemisphere and probably caused unusual cold in Europe for several years. About one-fifth of the Icelandic population died as a result of the Skaftá fires and the haze famine. At the end of the century, Iceland's population was just over 47,000, 3,000 less than at the start of the century.